From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Rasha McChesney with this look at local and statewide news. In the Swiss Alps, there's a phenomenon known as the Maloya snake. It's a cloud formation that slithers through the valleys. A curious Juno listener wrote in saying they witnessed something similar along the Gastineau Channel and wondered if there are any Tlingit stories or a Tlingit name for this cloud feature. Jennifer Pemberton has the answer.
A movie came out in 2014 called Clouds of Sils Maria. It stars Kristen Stewart and Juliette Binoche. The climax of the story features this scene in the Swiss Alps, where the two women hike up high in the mountains to witness an early morning cloud formation called the Maloya snake. It's a mist that flows like water along the valley floor.
I think it's turning into the snake!
I had never heard of the film. I love Kristen Stewart, but no, this is educational experience for me.
Wes Adkins is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Juneau. He'd never heard of the Maloya snake either, but once he saw clips from the movie, he knew exactly what it was.
I think there is not a meteorologist in town who doesn't observe this with awe every time they go hiking, every time they commute down Egan Drive, and we see it all the time here.
These clouds do form all the time here. You can see them crawling down Perseverance Trail or along Treadwell Ditch on Douglas. They're very snake-like and cling to the side of the mountains close to the ground. Sometimes a big fat snake as wide as the channel rolls into town. Atkins says that the changes in temperature, pressure, and moisture that cause the snake to form are always there, but they're not always visible. Sometimes, though, conditions are right, and you can actually see the boundary between cloud and no cloud.
What's really cool is when you start to see, and you can kind of witness some of this in the film, where these Maloya snakes start to do flips or cartwheels, and people can witness this, you know, just above them in downtown, just over Gastineau Channel.
There's not a lot of cloud watching in Juneau. We don't get white puffy clouds that appear in the shapes of animals while we lie in a field on our backs. So these moving fog banks, these snakes, are some of the most dynamic clouds we have. These are our clouds. But we don't have snakes in Alaska, so what should we call them?
I started looking through some resources, and I found this verb, which is nagaz. Clouds are moving along.
Hune Lance Twitchell is an associate professor of Alaska Native Languages at the University of Alaska Southeast. Nagats is a Tlingit word. It also means migration.
And so gas is a house post. So this is the verb that's, there's a version of it to say, ade hausha gas. We migrated there, which would be sort of like saying, we picked up our house post and we brought it over there.
Clouds that migrate like people. That's even better than a snake. But sometimes a cloud is just a cloud.
Sometimes the Tlingit language is just so matter of fact, you know. And I think just what I've heard, it seems to be that way about clouds because we have clouds like 300 days of a year.
Right. So
it figures you'd have this whole stack of metaphors for sunlight because you're like, whoa. This thing is back, you know, and so, but with the day-to-day stuff, maybe not.
Kune says he doesn't know if this word has been used to describe these clouds before. From multiple elders, the consensus seemed to be that if there was another Tlingit word for these cloud snakes, it might have been lost with the loss of language speakers.
One of the great tragedies of colonialism, and there are many, is that nobody really took the time to figure out what the people knew about the land around them, the weather, the water.
You can see these clouds any time of year and any time of day in Juneau, but if you really want to be intentional about it, Wes Adkins at the Weather Service says dawn or dusk are good bets when the temperature is changing or just before or after a rainy spell.
So those are some of the things that if you were a Maloya snake stalker, you might want to clue yourself in on.
The Weather Service doesn't include these cloud snakes in their forecasts because they don't really impact the weather. They don't bring rain. They aren't harbingers of storms. But Adkins says we should still be on the lookout for them.
I'm originally from Alabama. We were really flat there for the most part. There's nothing like this. So I think we can all relish this chance to see something special.
And Hune says that the Weather Service and the rest of us should start practicing how to talk about it in Tlingit.
To say the clouds are moving along, you would say, Nagats.
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 In Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
If you have another question about Alaska's capital city, send us a note at ktoo.org/curious. The U.S. evacuation in Afghanistan that ended Monday got some help over the past few weeks from an Alaska National Guard unit based at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
An Alaska Air National Guard spokesperson says the Guard's 176th Wing provided two big C-17 cargo planes and four air crews to help U.S. forces evacuate Americans and others from Afghanistan. The spokesperson says an additional air crew left J-Bear over the weekend. A Pentagon spokesperson last week said that no Alaska-based National Guard or active duty personnel or equipment had been used in the evacuation effort. The Air National Guard spokesperson said Monday she was unaware of the Pentagon's response, but she says an Air National Guard news release issued Friday correctly states that the Air Guard contributed two C-17s and four air crews to fly and maintain the aircraft. The Air Guard news release says the two C-17s are assigned to the Alaska Air National Guard's 144th Airlift Squadron that's also based at J-Bear. The release says the crews include both Guard members and active duty military personnel from another J-Bear-based unit, the 517th Airlift Squadron. The news release says Alaska-based crews help evacuate about 1,700 people from Afghanistan as of Friday morning, and it says a total of about 111,000 have been transported from the region since U.S. and coalition forces began the evacuation. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.
Fully vaccinated employees in the Anchorage School District will receive up to 10 extra days of paid time off if they test positive for COVID-19 but can't work from home while quarantining. However, a spokesperson for the Anchorage School District tells the Anchorage Daily News in an email that employees who are not fully vaccinated are not eligible for the leave. The district said in an August 23rd memo that employees will have to show proof of vaccination to be eligible for that extra leave. The district is not requiring people to be vaccinated, but Superintendent Dina Bishop encourages employees to do so. Masks must be worn inside school district buildings. And Alaska residents still don't know how much money they might get from the permanent fund this year, or even when they might get the unique payout just for living here. It's left many upset. Frustrated residents have told lawmakers that they are tired of them setting an arbitrary amount for the checks. Some oppose politicians taking money that they contend should go toward checks instead of for government expenses. Others agree lawmakers need to make tough decisions on the state's financial future, but say a balance must be struck between paying checks each year, providing government services, and investing in the still young state. Visit us at ktoo.org for more on the special session and what lawmakers eventually decide. The Alaska House did pass legislation calling for an $1,100 check to residents, but there are different interpretations on as to whether much of that money that would be used for those checks is available. The measure calls for spending $730.5 million, with about half of that from the Statutory Budget Reserve Fund. That is a special savings account that was long considered among the pots of money subject to being swept into the Constitutional Budget Reserve to repay it for the money that's taken from it each year. Lawmakers are able to reverse the sweep, but earlier this year failed to secure the necessary votes. A legislative attorney said in a recent court decision that that account is not subject to the sweep, but the governor's office contends otherwise. And let's take a quick look at the weather tonight. It's mostly clear, patchy fog, lows in the mid-40s, light winds. Wednesday, it's going to be partially sunny again, patchy fog, highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows around the 50s, and Thursday, the rain is coming back. Highs around the 60s, east winds to 15 miles an hour. Thursday night, rain, and it may be heavy at time, lows around the 50s, east winds to 10 miles an hour. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. If you're looking for more local and statewide news, you can visit us at ktoo.org. www.gossip.org. I'm Rasha McChesney.